Hello there, this is Sheila Hummel and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Thank you for joining us again here on Radio Tyneside, hospital and community radio on 93.6 FM, Hospedia Channel 1 and online. Over Christmas, the Archbishop of Canterbury spoke out on the need for healing across the divisions of our society. He said that God's language of love is not mushy sentiment, but a language of love that requires us to forget other languages of hatred, tribalism, rivalry, political advantage, and of materialism, pride, and greed. In his New Year's message, he said, "Hope lies in our capacity to approach this new year in a spirit of openness towards each other, committed to discovering more of what it means to be citizens together, even amid great challenges and changes." So I've chosen one of the most beautiful New Testament readings for our programme today. It's a reading which will be read out in churches all over the nation this morning, and it can be found in 1 Corinthians 13. You may instantly recognise it, as it's often read out at weddings. But here it is first, set to music. My eldest son asked me to come up with an idea for hymns at his wedding some years ago, which is how this first song came to be written, and it's called "If I Have Not Love."
Though I speak in tongues of angels and of men, but have not love, I will be a clanging cymbal, I will be a sounding gong. If I have not love, if I If I have not love, I am nothing. I may fathom every mystery, always give a reason why. I may have the gift of knowledge, I may even prophesy.
Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. These qualities were the very ones displayed by Jesus during his life on earth, ones St. Paul asks us to imitate. So my theme today is amazing love, and I'm going to share with you a few quotes from a book I've just been reading, and also just for today, some of my own songs throughout the programme. This next one invites us to begin seeing the world through the eyes of Jesus, to hear with his ears, to walk wherever he leads us, and do what he would have us do. In this way, he can live again through us. It's called "Help Me See With Your Eyes."
Help me see with your eyes. Show me how to care. Help me love with your heart when it seems I've got none to share. and enter into my speaking. Let your loveliness flow from the center of my being. Let your love grow. Understand their pain, then I won't fear the hurricane, I will only feel the rain. Come enter into my thinking, let your loveliness flow from the center of my being, let your love grow. Center of my being, let your love grow.
The book I mentioned just before is called Agape Love Stories. Agape being a Greek word meaning the highest form of love. The book contains 22 stories of God's love changing lives, and it was compiled by Dr. John Centimo, Archbishop of York. Over the holidays, I was reading it and found myself really moved. I just wondered whether any of these examples might speak a timely word to you today. Two of the stories are very similar and involve people overcoming evil with good. One is the story of a lady called G. Walker, whose son was brutally murdered in an unprovoked racial attack in Highton, Merseyside. He was a home-loving son, generous and friendly, and he was studying law at college. He had a passion for basketball. One evening, after babysitting for his sister with two friends, he went out with them to the bus stop and was set upon by thugs. His mother was called to the hospital, and she witnessed there what no mother should have to see. She said, "I wasn't allowed to touch my son in the hospital. He died within 5 hours of reaching hospital. My daughters tell me that I didn't speak for a week after that, unless I had to. I wasn't aware of it at the time, but it was like I was at home with the lights out. I think that quiet time was my time with God, just me and him. But my daughter's conversation with someone else sparked a change in me. I heard her say, 70 times 7 we have to forgive. That's what Jesus said. People say to me, was it hard to forgive? For me, it wasn't. It was how I'd lived my whole life. Say I chose to hate and seek revenge. What good would that do? It might have given me a temporary victory, but I'd live and wouldn't have any peace in myself, because that would make me like them, creating a chain of hate, and there's no medication for it. I see forgiveness as a gift," she said, "wrapped up in peace, and it's something that can't be bought." Out of this, the Anthony Walker Foundation was set up to promote racial harmony through education, sport and the arts. I wonder if there's anyone that you need to forgive today. Are you able to lay down your feelings of bitterness and embrace God's peace? Here's a song called Father Forgive Me.
Angry faces round you, howling at you. Mocking crowds all jeering as they pierce you through. Enemies all are sneering and tormenting. It was then I heard you whispering, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do to me. Then I saw you looking at them with no return of malice in your eyes. Totally rejected by your people, totally dejected as they call you names, totally ignored they play their gambling games. It was then I heard you whispering, Father,
The other story tells a similar tale of a widow called Maureen Greaves, whose husband, Alan, was brutally murdered on Christmas Eve 2012 as he walked to church to play the organ at midnight mass. She said, I stayed behind at home with the children when he went out, as we had all planned to go to the morning service instead. And so she tells her tale. Oh, Maureen, her husband said, it's a bitterly cold night. I've come back for my hat. We kissed. I said, don't be late, love, and out he went. It wasn't a romantic ending, in that sense. There was a knock at the door at midnight. I opened it to see two policemen. Are you Mrs. Greaves, they said. Can we come in? Your husband's had an accident. She went with them to the hospital to find that her husband had been attacked. He had one of the worst head injuries the doctors had ever come across, and it proved fatal. She continued, I had always been the one in our marriage who found it hard to forgive, she said. And once, when she had sulked after an argument, Alan, her husband, had told her, we must never give ourselves permission to behave like this, you know. It's not honouring to God. So having fought to foster a forgiving spirit, Maureen found that she could not return to bitterness and an unforgiving attitude after her husband's murder. So that following year she decided to carry on with the charity work that she and Alan had both been part of for 40 years, which now comprises a furniture garage, a job club, citizens' advice, a micro savings and a lending scheme, a food bank and a community allotment. You know, we don't always appreciate those we're closest to. In the blink of an eye, life can change drastically. This next song asks us to make the most of life and to make time for love.
You're too busy counting all the ripples in the sea, running round in circles needlessly, making all those plans so easily. And you're swimming, floundering in a whirlpool all the time, racing like a fish to catch the line, while the grains of sand are falling in this hourglass of mine. Make time for love, make time for love. You're too busy thinking that by rushing here and there, powered by highest motives built on care, that you'll achieve perfection, climb the stairs. And your children, all like buried treasure, oh so rare, one day soon will not be waiting there, and the sand within the hourglass is descending through the air. Make time for love, make time for love. there's 100,000 things in life still to be done, but all these things just can't be done by one. So still the racing clouds and see the sun. Catch the blossom now before it gently fades away. Smell its perfume, let it have its say. Who have you neglected in your race of life today? Make time for love. Make time for of life today. Make time for love. Make time for love.
There's another story in this book which tells of an Iranian Christian called Shurush, who along with his family left Iran because of persecution. But when he first arrived in the UK with his family, he found it so strange. Everything was so different. The language, the culture, and the weather. Even being able to walk into a church without fear was amazing to him. For in his own country, he had had to walk far into the hills to worship, where it was so cold no one would follow. But here he found in this church a wonderful welcome. He felt for the first time since they'd arrived in the country that he and his family belonged to people who actually cared for them. He continued writing, "Sometimes I would look around at others in the church and wonder if they realised just what wonderful freedom they had, and if they were aware of the risks people take in some other parts of the world to be able to come together and pray and worship God." But sadly, Shurush and his family experienced crimes of hatred and racial abuse in the neighbourhood in which they lived, and they were forced to move to a different part of town. They had been attacked for no other reason than they were different. But now, after many years, Shurush manages a food bank which benefits many people in his town. Could you be someone who is willing to reach out to the lonely or the needy around your doors? Let's listen to Jesus' parable of the sheep and the goats.
When the Son of Man in glory comes and sits upon his throne, he'll gather all the nations in and let his mind be known. For like a shepherd he will make a sheep and goat divide. He'll put his sheep upon his right, the goat's his left-hand side. He'll say to those upon his right, "Come all my faithful ones, heirs of the Father, blessed by him, your inheritance has come. I was hungry and you fed me, my dreadful thirst assuaged. You made the stranger welcome, all my troubles you allayed. You clothed me, gave me comfort, when ill gave love so free. And when in prison I was lost, you came to visit me. When you did this to the very least of all my family, you did it not just unto them, you did it unto me."
let me share with you one more story from this book which really spoke to me. It's about a man called Alan Guile, a university professor of civil engineering. He described himself as one of the worst listeners anyone could find. He would always interrupt people, afraid that if he waited he might forget what he was going to say. His mind was so busy working out what the next comment should be that he never really heard what the other person was saying. Worse still, when he met someone for the first time, his initial thought was, "What can this person do for me?" He said, "Looking back, I was an angry person, filled with feelings of inadequacy, with low self-esteem and a debilitating shyness, which led me to avoid much contact with people beyond my immediate family and my work." Alan and his wife described going on retreat, and all he wanted to do was leave and go home. The more he listened to others there, the more inadequate he felt. Other people were alive in their faith and much better praying and expressing their views. And so he felt useless. He felt he didn't belong. But then the priest at that retreat talked about the need to wait upon God, to listen and be still. So he found a quiet place, and over the next hour it dawned on him just how much God loved him as he was. It was the beginning of a relationship with God, a conversion experience that led him and his wife to a ministry of inner healing. Now, over the years, hundreds of people have visited their home with deep wounds, painful memories, negative feelings and attitudes. He marvelled that at one time he was unable to listen to others, but now he and his wife had been given a ministry of listening to people in pain. God longs to speak a word to us in the stillness of our minds, a word that's unique to each one of us. Are we willing to set time aside to hear what God has to say to us? No matter who we are, no matter what we've done in life, God loves us with an unconditional love. That's what this next song's all about. An amazing love loves me.
Never before in my wildest dreams did I ever believe I could be loved like this. For years I've hoped and I've longed and prayed, yet I've never really known till now. For I've suddenly come to realize the truth has broken free. Like a lightning flash, like a thunder crash, like the sun erupting from the sea. An amazing love loves me. Like a shooting star in a clear night sky, your love was so close yet oh so far away. Would it just disappear? Was it real? Were you near? Yet faith was just a step away. For I've suddenly come to realize the truth has broken free. Like a lightning flash, like a thunder crash, like the sun erupting from the sea. An amazing love loves me.
The final part of that same reading calls for us to have the vision to see beyond ourselves, to know God fully and realize that His love dwelling in us is by far the greatest gift we could ever imagine. Verse 8 goes on, "Love never ends, but as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we will see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been fully known. And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is love. From this moment on, may God be your vision and Lord of your heart. May he be your wisdom, and may his truth be in every word you speak. May God be your joy, your peace, and may he fill you with his love. May he protect you and keep you always in his care. Our last song is called From This Moment On. I hope you've enjoyed our program and been inspired by the people from this book. Bye for now.
From this moment on,